Chapter 17. "Got two more Peeping Tom reports," John McGuire told Jesse. McGuire was a fitness guy. He did martial arts, he lifted weights, and he looked it. "Any pattern?" Jesse said. "No," McGuire said, "not that I can see. One downtown near the wharf, one up in the west end of town." "Maybe he's making sure there is no pattern," Jesse said.
"That's sort of a pattern," McGuire said.
"Doesn't help us much," Jesse said.
"Seems to be getting more active, though," McGuire said.
"Or people are being more careful," Jesse said.
"Pretty much everybody in town knows there's a peeper on the loose," McGuire said. "Everybody's looking out their window."
"And reporting anything they see," Jesse said.
"So some of these may not really be the peeper," McGuire said.
Jesse shrugged.
"Could even be a copycat," he said.
"Or several," Jesse said.
"Hell, we practically got the cuffs on him," McGuire said.
"Stay with it, Johnny," Jesse said. "I got nobody to help you."
"It'll be luck," McGuire said. "We'll spot him by accident someplace. Or he'll look in the wrong house and somebody's husband will make a citizen's arrest."
"Be nice," Jesse said.
"Anyway," McGuire said, "all the women gotta do is pull their shades."
"So far," Jesse said.
"I've been reading up a little," McGuire said. "Peepers don't normally take it further."
"Not usually," Jesse said.
"On the internet, it says rarely."
"Sure," Jesse said.
"You're saying rarely doesn't mean never?"
"I got a 12-man force here, and I got you on this full-time," Jesse said.
"Because it's possible," McGuire said.
"Otherwise, he's just a nuisance."
"Yeah," McGuire said. "I'll keep on it."
"You've interviewed all the victims?" Jesse said.
"Sure," McGuire said, "and wrote it up."
Jesse nodded.
"Interview them again," he said.
"They'll say the same thing," McGuire said.
"Usually people don't," Jesse said.
"Maybe there's something they left out, forgot, dismissed as irrelevant.
Their stories are all we've got, Johnny. You may as well keep working them."
"Okay, Jesse."
"And be polite and friendly," Jesse said. "We don't want them to wish they'd never reported it."
"I am always polite and friendly," McGuire said.
"I know that," Jesse said.
"Of course, there was that guy who fell down the stairs while in your custody."
"Accidents happen," McGuire said. "Besides, he was beaten on his wife and kids."
Jesse nodded.
"And you would never throw somebody down a flight of stairs," Jesse said.
"Absolutely not, Chief."
Jesse nodded.
"That's what I told the selectmen," he said.
"Protect and serve," McGuire said.
"Absolutely," Jesse said.
"I wonder if there are any people who've been peeped at and haven't reported it."
"Probably," McGuire said. "They usually are, I guess."
"See if you can find any," Jesse said.
"I'm on it," McGuire said.
"And if you find any," Jesse said, "try not to throw them down the stairs."
"God, Jesse," McGuire said, "you spoil everything."
Jesse grinned.
"It's how I got to be chief," he said.